Cranberries and Zombie on 106.1 The Corner. It's 8:57, 70 degrees. It's going to be a hot one today, near 90 or so. And every other Friday, our friends Bruce and Betty are here. It's our Bruce and Betty show with Better World Betty herself and also Bruce Edmonds from McIntyre Recycling Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Brad.
Welcome back. We didn't have a show last week because we were too busy out in the middle of the field at Monaroo, but we're back here today and happy to have you guys back to kind of talk about something that's been in the news this week is the Charlottesville Smart Grid and CFLs and all of that. So give us a little background, a little introduction on our topic for today.
Well, Brad, you know, it's so timely. You were talking about the high temperatures of the day. And as we get into the next phase of global warming, I was on a website called Global Warming Solutions. And I've got to tell you, one of the things you can do at your home, and let's take one small step at a time, right? You can change
very Betty-like.
Yes, you can change your light bulbs to CFLs. Replacing just one bulb with a CFL makes a big difference. And I had a little math I wanted to run by with you guys
Sure.
real quick. The cost of a CFL for 10 of them would be roughly, if you go to local stores, about $40 or
Okay.
$39.90. And electricity for 1 year, according to Global Warming Solutions and others like EPA, would be $49.28, a total cost of $88.
Right.
If you did the incandescent lights, it would be $5.90 for 10. And everyone sees that in the store, right,
right.
Betty? But it would cost you $197.10 for that electricity.
Wow.
That's going to be a total of $203. But so if you use the CFLs in 1 year, you're going to save, Brad, and this is the part I like, $113.82.
Excellent.
See, and it's important to point that out because I think a lot of people see the price tag on the CFLs and say, oh, it's
right.
I'm just going to stick with the old
exactly.
with the incandescents because they're so much cheaper. But look at the save. And this has been studied for years and years now, you know, for several years. They kind of have been figuring out the cost savings and the usage savings. So that's impressive.
Right.
And you can recycle the CFLs along with the fluorescent tubes. At the McIntyre Road Recycling Center, we'll take up to 3 tubes a day, and you can bring up to, I think, about a dozen of the CFLs a day. But you wouldn't, the average person would have 2 or 3 come right to McIntyre Road Recycling Center.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm there every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. You come see me.
Right.
Tuesday and Friday mornings, Sunday afternoons, I'm standing right at the gate greeting every customer.
Right.
That's
he
my
does.
Job.
Yep.
And I will personally take that CFL. Now, what do we do with it? It goes to one of our partners where they use a machine, the basic CFL. Contains 5 components, glass, metal, plastics, trace amounts of mercury, and it's completely recycled in a safe, environmental way.
Excellent.
And speaking of cost, I got up today at dawn to watch the sunrise on top of Pantops Mountain,
right?
Like
yep.
I do so often with me and my animal friends. And one of the things I did was I went into one of my local chain supermarkets, and on the shelf, Brad and Betty, I got 3 60-watt CFLs from Sylvania for only $7.99.
Oh, very
$7.99. And today I'm handing out 1 for Betty. Here you go, Betty.
Oh, thank you.
And 1 for Brad.
Thank
very
you very
nice,
much.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Very nice of you.
And so you got a 3-pack.
A 3-pack for $7.99. And what that's telling me is, like everything in capitalism, supply and demand. And as more people are demanding them, the price is going down a little bit.
Sure.
Because they're more manufacturing. I have a quick trivia question. Betty,
what
year was the standard CFL invented by guys at GE? What year was that?
Wow. I don't know. I'm going to guess
90.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm thinking earlier. I'm thinking like 93.
It was 90. During the bicentennial, 1976.
No way.
Oh, wow.
That long ago. Wow.
Now, Betty, you said you had some energy things for me today.
Right. Thanks, Bruce. 12 to 20% of our electricity comes from lighting, according to the Department of Energy. And so we have a real opportunity, as Bruce already mentioned, to save in our pocket and the planet. So whether you're a homeowner or a renter or a landlord or building a home, you should consider definitely the CFLs. Now, the other option is the LEDs, which are much more expensive. The cons there are right now at least $30 to $40.
Okay.
But they'll last 10 times as long as these CFLs.
Even longer than the CFLs.
Exactly. The CFLs are going to give you at least 4 times the energy savings. And if you can afford it, great, with the LEDs. And supposedly over the course of the next few years, the prices will go down.
Hmm.
And other tip, you know, turn off the lights. I hope my kids are out in the lobby listening. Turn off the lights, guys, when you leave your bedroom. And the thing about CFLs, too, I'm hearing complaints about them not lasting as long.
Right.
And the reason is that they don't like being turned off and on. And mm-hmm. so in those high traffic areas where you might be turning them off and on regularly, you might want to consider other options. So, yeah, exciting. Let's talk about the smart grid, because
yeah.
Dave Norris and everybody was here, way excited.
Yeah, Governor Kane was here to make
Governor
the announcement.
Kane, exactly.
So that, yeah, that happened, what was that, Wednesday?
That happened on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And so that's going to automatically increase our efficiency by 4%.
Hmm.
So that's, and we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's just,
they're going to be installed.
Dominion's doing the,
exactly.
That's so fantastic.
Right. Now, the other option you could do, this is very exciting, and I just put a link on Betty's directory under electricity, betterworldbetty.org, in the directory under E. We can get green power.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel strongly about this, there's an opportunity here to buy renewable energy certificates.
Huh.
And you can either do 100% of your electricity bill.
Yep.
And pay extra. Like, let's say you're using 1,000 kilowatts a month. That'll be $15 extra to really support this green renewable energy instead of the dinosaur blood.
Yeah.
AKA fossil fuels.
Dinosaur blood.
That we don't want. That's non-renewable.
That's non-renewable, right. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for the info.
And you don't even have to buy 100%. You can buy blocks.
Sure.
And do, you know, figure out what's in your budget, but make a commitment. Little things add up.
It really does. And that's the whole concept behind betterworldbetty.org as well.
Exactly.
Little things, one step at a time.
And Brad, I have a special shout out to Mayor Dave Norris and the city of Charlottesville and its smart grid, and also its free Wi-Fi on our beautiful historic downtown mall.
Is that happening now? That's working,
yep.
Right?
That's what I've been told, and I can't wait till tomorrow afternoon to be down there with my little laptop downloading some CFL
information.
You better
be surfing on Betty is what you better be doing.
Right, Betty.
We'll be on betterworldbetty.org and downloading.
Could I just say, Betty needs some volunteers. We're going to be out at the Albemarle County Fair.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yes.
That's our next event. And so get on, and you can email me at betty@betterworldbetty.org.
betty@betterworldbetty.org.
Exactly.
And Brad, when we're on the air 2 weeks from today on Friday, July 3rd, it's my understanding, Betty, we're going to be talking about what's that, Brad?
We're going to be talking about, well, it's July 4th, so we're kind of talking about charcoal and cookouts and so forth, right?
Eco-friendly cookouts.
Eco-friendly
nice.
Cookouts.
Let's green your picnic. Or green your barbecue.
Green your barbecue,
oh, can
green
I say
your
one
picnic?
More thing,
yeah,
Brad?
Yeah, sure.
I know a lot of people like for safety to keep their lights on throughout the night, their porch light. But what a great alternative to that would be a motion sensor. There are lots of great.
For outside
for
lights.
Outside
and,
the
yeah.
light, for outside
yep.
lighting, yep.
Perfect.
Forgot to mention that. Thank you.
Nice. Well, Bruce and Betty, thank you very much again.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. This is music by Nirvana from 106.1 The Corner.